Mochette, Albina newspaper, news of the day with Nasser Kandil. The occupation withdraws from villages at the deadline, but retains 5 strategic hills with US approval. The ministerial statement. Commitment to the state's monopoly on arms, a state that defends and liberates, and dialogue for a defense strategy. On weapons for a national dialogue. So far, Hezbollah will return stronger and our focus now is on internal affairs. The political editor wrote. The anticipated deadline of February 18th arrived, a date engineered by the Americans at the end of the 60-day period stipulated in the U.S. brokered and guaranteed ceasefire agreement. This extension had granted the occupation additional time in Lebanese territory under flimsy pretexts, with a renewed promise of a full withdrawal by the new deadline. Now that the date has arrived, the occupation, once again under American cover, has declared its continued presence on the strategic hills overlooking the border villages. According to Israel's official broadcasting authority, the occupation forces completed their withdrawal from these villages by midnight, but remain entrenched on 5 key hills. Alazia Hill, located 2 kilometers from the border near Deir Sirian, overlooking the Litani River from Al-Mahmoudiya to Zawtar. Al-Awaida Hill, positioned 1 kilometer from the border between Adesa and Kfir Kila. This is the only hill overseeing the Mtulla settlement and other Israeli settlements in the Galilee Panhandle. Labuna Hill, just 300 meters from the border spanning the outskirts of Al-Mashab and Naqoura. This hill is a dense forest area with strategic visibility over both Lebanese and occupied Palestinian territories. Al-Hamemas Hill, situated 1 kilometer from the blue line near Khiam, it provides a vantage point over the Mtulla settlement from the north. And Blat Mountain, located 1 kilometer from the blue line between Ramia and Marwahin, overseeing both the western and central sectors. On the government front, the ministerial statement was finalized, including financial and economic reform commitments centered on banking sector restructuring, ensuring deposit recovery, a new agreement with the International Monetary Fund, and administrative reform starting with the establishment of an independent judiciary. Additionally, the statement affirms first-year government appointments based on equal Muslim-Christian representation without reserving any specific post for a particular sect. However, the primary focus of discussion will be in its approach to sovereignty and the resistance weapon. The statement asserts the state's exclusive right to bear arms, but also emphasizes its responsibility to prevent aggression and liberate occupied territories. It outlines a military doctrine for an army that defends, liberates, and wages wars, calling for its proper armament and empowerment. Furthermore, it proposes discussion on a comprehensive defense strategy spanning military, diplomatic, and economic dimensions. Meanwhile, President Joseph Aoun, speaking before the Lebanese Press Editors Syndicate, affirmed that the fate of the resistance weapons should be addressed through national dialogue among the Lebanese. In an interview with Al Mayadeen amid preparations for the funeral of former Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, Hezbollah's Liaison and Coordination Unit Chief Wafiq Safa stated, "Hezbollah's strength will return greater than before, and while our focus now shifts to internal affairs, the flame of the region has not yet been extinguished."